This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The first presidential debate of the 2020 election season, featuring 10 of 2 dozen or so Democrats seeking the party's nomination, revealed similarities on the nation's economic divide, but some sharp clashes over immigration. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Senator Elizabeth Warren started it out, calling for fundamental change across the nation's economy and government to address inequality. With so many people going broke over health care, she called for Medicare for all. On immigration, Julian Castro says the image of a drowned father and child was heartbreaking, and the nation should decriminalize the pursuit of asylum. He clashed with rival Beto O'Rourke, who wants some border restrictions to keep out drug smugglers and other criminals. O'Rourke and Cory Booker at times spoke in Spanish. A technical glitch forced a delay, and President Trump tweeted the debate was boring. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Thursday, another 10 Democratic candidates will take the debate stage in Miami. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday approved a bill that would grant $4.6 billion for border aid in a bid to stem illegal immigration, or I should say migration, across the country's southern border with Mexico. AP's Tim McGuire.
The Senate overwhelmingly passed a $4.6 billion measure to cover the cost to shelter and feed migrants detained by the Border Patrol and care for unaccompanied services. Both agencies are struggling to care for the tens of thousands of people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants some changes.
I think they are 4 changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those 4 changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this.
Before leaving for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump also said the funding is urgent. Both houses need to approve any changes ahead of next week's 4th of July recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Trump says that he would impose more tariffs on China if he and Chinese President Xi Jinping don't reach a trade agreement when they meet this weekend. Mr. Trump said in a Fox Business Network interview Wednesday that he would place very substantial additional tariffs on the East Asian country if we don't make a deal. The two leaders are scheduled to meet later this week at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A new report suggests that the Islamic State could make a comeback and could pose a bigger threat than before. The report titled ISIS Second Comeback, Assessing the Next ISIS Insurgency by the Washington-based Institute for the Study of War, warns a terror group often referred to as IS or ISIS is likely to reclaim territory both in Syria and in Iraq, where it is already seizing control. U.S. President Trump blasted former special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to provide open testimony before congressional committees next month. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With special counsel Robert Mueller scheduled to appear before 2 House committees next month, some Democrats worry the White House or Justice Department will try to block Mueller's testimony. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says there's every indication that President Trump will continue interfering in any way he can. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler is sounding confident.
I suspect that whatever the White House says, they're not going to make us. Mueller will not make us try to enforce a subpoena in court.
Rare back-to-back testimony from Mueller before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees is scheduled for July 17th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And with more on the G20 summit that's happening this weekend is AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking at the end of Japan's current parliamentary session, Abe stressed the importance of global leaders overcoming their differences and joining hands in tackling difficult issues to send a strong message to the rest of the world. He said he hopes stressing or focusing on differences of opinion. Abe also expressed hope that the US and China will resolve their trade dispute when their leaders meet during and on the sidelines of the summit on Friday and Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a ruling that critics say could hinder access to public records, the U.S. Supreme Court made it easier for the government and businesses to keep commercial information that is shared with federal agencies confidential. The 6-3 decision released Monday came in a case that pitted South Dakota newspaper against the food marketing industry. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.